Just Cody wins. Hour number two, kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Let's hit some hour number two headlines, Cody.
All right. Thanks, John. Tennessee has announced Nike smoky gray uniforms returning this season. The game selected is still to be determined, says SEC Mike. Florida game would be his guess. I don't know if that's information or just an educated guess or just a guess.
I think it's a guess.
Okay.
But, I mean, it is the big home game. I would imagine that you're going to get, like, the Halloween game. Would you say our third biggest home game is Kentucky?
Florida.
Our second biggest
Alabama.
Is Alabama. You can't change tradition
the
with
next
Alabama.
One's
like, people,
Kentucky.
People would lose their mind if you do an alternate uniform for Alabama, just because that's supposed to be tradition, right? Like, that's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Third Saturday in October, like, people would have a meltdown. I'm not a uniform purist. I don't care. Whatever. But, like, I do think there would be so many people that would be mad about messing with tradition, and it would look hokey against Alabama. It would make us look beneath Alabama if we tried to do an alternate jersey against Alabama, right? Like, it would look.
Yeah. I disagree.
Okay.
Completely.
All right.
Because.
Well, let me hear it.
I'll tell you what looks hokey against Alabama.
Getting your ass kicked? What about getting your ass kicked? What about getting your ass kicked in alternate jerseys?
What's the difference? They've beaten your ass for whatever, 15 years straight, 16 straight years.
So you're saying it would look better just to get your ass beat while just, being like, hey, we don't respect this rivalry.
Who cares?
Anymore.
Wear something else. Like, yeah, who cares?
Okay.
I mean, would you rather see the team in orange, known for being in orange? Look, the team in orange is getting their ass kicked again. Go ahead and wear gray or black, like, because it's going to be an ass kicking. So
just wear blue, and maybe people won't notice it's us this time.
Wear blue. I'm the complete opposite on that.
I just think it looks completely stupid. I think it looks so bad whenever you. I think it just looks.
If you get your ass kicked in alternate uniform,
yeah, like when Georgia beat us 41-0 while we're wearing the smoky grays, that looked really stupid. Like that, they ended the smoky grays after that for a little while.
I mean, I think people's takes are too strong in either direction on uniforms. You know,
I agree.
It's just what you're wearing.
I don't care about the uniforms, but I'm saying I think there'd be such an outcry from people that like, hey, the one time you don't do is against Alabama.
Well, people are going to cry regardless.
I wouldn't. I mean, if Tennessee runs a smoky gray back against Florida and you already have a win against them in smoky grays, I think people would be okay with that.
Is the Alabama series just supposed to be so much more highly regarded than the Florida one?
I mean, it is. Like, traditionally, yes. The Florida one's only been a thing since like the mid-90s.
But it's
– when I say a thing, like, we only cared about it since the mid-90s.
It's bigger. I think Florida's bigger.
I remember how mad Georgia fans were when they wore those all-blacks against Alabama.
And got their ass
beat.
And they got whooped. Like, that was embarrassing. I mean, it was embarrassing. They wore black to their own funeral. The Alabama series, it means more to kids our age, or I guess we're adults now, adults our age, who like, because the 90s were so important, like Tennessee versus Florida was for the East. But like, that was a small snapshot in time. But, like, it was very – it's very important to people, basically, if you're the age of 27 to you know, 40. Cam, you're probably – do you think of Florida in that light, or did they kind of miss your window with that? Because I don't even know if you're a Tennessee fan, like, you know, straight from the birth.
No, I've always been very anti – obviously, where I'm from, Georgia, it was different for me. But Florida was always my kind of number two, at least, because, like, Alabama kind of was getting good as I was really into it.
Well, see, Alabama left us in the dust, but you know, Florida's at least been frustratingly close a couple times.
And that's why I get more annoyed, I think, at Florida, because, you always feel like you should win that game or you're in that game. Alabama, you're always just like, well, here we go again. Alabama's going to beat us again this year.
And I'm not even saying that I think the Alabama rivalry is bigger, because to me, like, again, it's Florida for me, but I'm talking about historically. So, like, everything built around Alabama is based. But everything built on, like, when I'm saying tradition, it's built on the 60s and 70s. Like, that's where that comes from. We don't have that with Florida.
I would say, though, as more people die and more people are born, and the longer it's been since Florida, Tennessee in the 90s, like, I think you ask anyone under 50 almost – which one is bigger or feels bigger or was bigger? Like, they're going to say Florida. So is the age group you're thinking would be most upset, like, say, 50 to 75?
Yeah, I said 40 is what I said.
So 40. I think
Russell's kind of the cutoff there for me.
Because Russell, yeah, I think he's what, 48?
I think he's 44, I think. So, like, he's kind of the cutoff there.
I was just thinking
me.
Mentally. I didn't know what his actual age was.
Yeah.
Mentally, I think he's like 62 or something. Yeah. But so Florida, though, really is the bigger one to most of the fan base, I think.
I don't think most of the fan base is over 40.
I think most of the well, okay, I'm thinking 50 in my head. So okay. You're thinking 40. So
I would also say that the SEC is probably going to protect the Tennessee-Alabama rivalry while getting rid of Tennessee-Florida annually.
I don't like that. I understand you got to preserve history, but I don't, you know.
I'm not saying I disagree. I'm just thinking that the SEC is going to protect Tennessee-Alabama.
Before they would definitely protect us in Florida, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're going to protect Florida-Georgia mm-hmm. more than anything.
I like that Florida is – like, by far the most hated team to the most fan base.
I think so.
They definitely yeah. are.
Well, they've just had –
when you consider
– I mean, Spurrier was such a jerk. Urban Meyer was such a jerk. So, like, I think those two combined, like, just kind of put them
– it's really so amazing, far though, when you think about it, because think of how many – there's at least 10 teams that Florida is one of their top three rivals, I would say.
I would also say that, like, Florida's – at least in, like, recent history, maybe I'm wrong, but they're – one of the few programs that's had two big runs, like in like the last 25 years, the yeah. Spurrier years. Then you come back and have another one with Urban, so you mm-hmm. have two of those. Like I don't, like Alabama's just had the Saban run, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if any other school like is even like. I guess LSU had this. Like LSU didn't really have the. I mean, the Les Miles run, I guess, and Saban's run, but those were so closely together. It wasn't
yeah,
like
and Coach O's run.
That was just like a one, you know, year blip on the radar. But I do like, yeah, Florida is hated, I would say, in large part because the coaches were jerks. And also, like, again, they just had two kind of stints of dominance or being really, really good and annoying.
Do you know these big canned teas are only 99 cents?
He says he's never raising the price.
Are.
Really?
He said that's just, like, it's as an Arizona
yeah.
iced tea.
You drink these?
No, I don't, but I don't like tea, but he just.
You don't
that's,
like tea?
That's a common joke, is like how they're able to beat inflation. And. Basically, the CEO or owner, or maybe both, came out and was just like, we're never raising the price. He's like, I told my people to figure it out.
Them and Costco hot dogs.
Yeah, Costco hot dogs. They're both just like, we'll take.
I can respect a guy like that who's willing to profit less.
Yep. He said, we'll take less profits.
Take care of his customers.
That's what he said. He said, we'll profit less.
I respect that immensely. Because who else is going to do that? What other company can you think of?
What I want to know is, will he go out of business?
That's another question.
Well, will he be willing to, I'm saying, shut the business down rather than raise it to $1.50? Like, no, I made a promise to the customers, or maybe he just steps down and sells it, or like, hey, I'm not going to be a part of this.
All right, we're $1.19.
Yeah, $1.19. I'm not doing it.
Well, 20 cents.
I'm not doing it.
Because you know people would still pay for it if it's only $1.19.
Yeah, because it's not like buying it for 99 cents keeps you under a dollar anyways. You're going to be paying it $1.10.
I mean, it's a great product, though. How have I known you this long and didn't know you didn't like tea?
I feel like you knew that. I feel like we've talked about it. It's just not probably something that's like.
Is it you don't like the sweet tea, or
like
you just
tea
don't
or
like
sweet
any tea?
I don't like tea or
How
sweet
do you
tea.
Not like just tea? It's simple, isn't it?
I don't like it.
Okay.
Don't like it. For a while, I got to where I liked the sweet tea vodka that I could pour lemonade in, and I thought that was okay, but I don't even like that anymore.
I don't think I'd like that anyway.
Yeah.
You ever just have like iced tea?
Don't like it.
No sugar?
Don't like it. I've had plenty. I've tried it plenty times. Don't like it.
What about the sweetener?
Don't like it. Would rather have water with lemon. I just hate the taste of tea.
That's a weird one to me.
And like, I've tried many of them because everyone's like, oh, you got to like sweet tea if you're from the South. Don't like it. Don't like it at all.
Have you ever tried just straight brewed tea? Like, because
I don't know.
When it's in the can, it has this little like citrusy thing that.
I don't know what you mean by straight brewed. I mean, like at restaurants, and they just put like in the thing over there.
Did you have like a grandmother or something that like just.
She
a family
Mountain
member
Dew.
That
Grandma
had,
liked Mountain Dew.
Like a family member just had like sweet tea or, you know.
I'm from the South. I've tried a lot of sweet tea. I don't like it, okay? So back off. You're not going to find some magical sweet tea that I like. I don't
okay.
like it.
All right. Fine.
I don't like coffee. I don't like sweet tea.
Big Mountain Dew guy.
I do like Mountain Dew.
Speaking of drinks.
I like most sodas.
This is new.
I wish I liked, you know. I guess sweet tea is just as bad for you, probably.
I like everything.
Yeah.
I figured that out about myself. There's nothing I won't put in my body.
So they were successful, huh?
I like every drink. Oh, come on. I like every drink, every food. There's not a food you can name that I won't eat.
There's a lot of food and a lot of drinks I don't like.
I know.
Escargot.
You're kind of picky, but that's like octopus,
a
right?
Snail.
Or a snail. Snail. I've never had them, but yeah, I'd try them.
Okay. I would try definitely. Them.
Chocolate-covered mealworms.
Yeah, no, I'd try them.
Didn't you cry about catnip?
Catnip? Cat food?
Yeah, didn't you cry about that?
No, I didn't cry.
Wasn't he on the verge of tears?
It was disgusting. It was gross.
So he found something you didn't like.
Let's not. I'm talking about food. I'm talking about human food that's made for a cat.
It is food.
It's made for a cat.
It is food.
Hey, that was high quality cat food too.
Okay, yeah,
you
maybe
seen that TikTok where people would judge people's cooking.
Yeah,
and like there's
that was
one,
not high quality.
There's one.
As far as cat food goes,
it was like what was it? Purina.
No,
I mean
it
you
was
give
a,
me some Blue Wilderness.
It was a
maybe.
Fancy brand.
There was one where like they were judging like this woman was mixing like chicken and ground beef or something, and the guy was getting mad. I was like, it's really eccentric black guy. He's like getting so mad. I was like, what is she doing? Getting so mad. And at one point, like it all comes out. She's like, that's not cooked. That's not good. She's like, who are these children? Like blah blah. And then like all of a sudden, she puts it over the dog food. And he's like, that's dog food. They can't eat dog food. And then like the kids end up being dogs. He's like, oh. He's like, oh,
that makes sense.
Oh, he's like, oh, it's dogs. Oh, these are some damn dogs. Okay. Good bet. You got another headliner.
I only had one. But the
you
one
any more?
The one other piece of information I wanted to say real quick on the Smoky Grays is they've decided they're going to be in the next four seasons.
Next four seasons. I think they're going to be there's going to be variations of it every season, right? Too not the same thing.
Do you think we're going to have black jerseys this year too, or just the
I meant to say that. We're going to have black jerseys for Kentucky. I feel pretty confident about that. Okay. Halloween weekend. I feel pretty confident that we will have black jerseys for Kentucky. That's why I was asking, and saying like that pretty much just leaves Florida for me for the Smoky Gray.
Okay, well, that's only one headline, so I could do maybe one more.
Yeah, give me one more.
Okay. Do you want the best one or just one more random one?
Just give me one more random one.
Okay.
Save the best one for hour three.
Most popular cocktail by state.
Okay.
New chart out. You know, we love these charts. Well, I do. I don't know if you do.
I do love the charts. I just care about Tennessee's, though. I don't really care
margarita
about
margarita dominates in 22
Bad
states.
Damn Jimmy Buffett.
Including
Bad damn Jimmy Buffett.
Including Tennessee.
Really?
The margarita is the most popular in Tennessee.
The home of Jack Daniels?
Sadly, yes.
Although, I got to say, I have fully evolved. I met some friends for drinks after work on Friday. I ordered a whiskey Sprite, as I am one to do. They brought me a whiskey Coke because that's the normal thing. Uh-huh. I took two sips of it. I was like, I can't do it. I don't like the taste. I have completely evolved past whiskey Cokes to where I find them gross now. I don't like them.
What?
I sent it back.
What whiskey did you use?
A Jim Beam.
And Coke, and you don't like?
I tried Jack and Coke,
too.
Too
sweet?
Yeah, I don't like it. It's too sweet. I love Coca-Cola by itself, but I've evolved past the whiskey Coke. I sent it back. And then she was like, do you just want to keep it? I think she's going to give it to me for free. I should have said yes, but at that point, I was like, nah, I'm good. I just turned it away. Didn't like it. It's so bad. I fully evolved past the whiskey Coke.
To Sprite.
Whiskey Sprite. Or vodka
Which
Sprite.
Also has sugar.
It's not even a sugar thing. It's just it's the taste.
Oh, yeah.
Although, I when I'm out in the streets by myself, like I get the Sprite Zero, so the calories and the sugar's less.
That's the way to go. Yeah the diet. Because then you don't
diet,
get the headache.
Sprite
as
Zero,
much.
But yeah, I didn't like diet same Sprite. Thing. I like Sprite Zero. I don't know if it's the same thing, but the packaging makes a big difference for me.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just I think the hangover is a thing.
I know.
That
a good
the more sugar you have,
a good vodka Sprite Zero though, man, that's that makes me feel pretty good.
How are your hangovers now? When you have hangovers,
it depends. Depends on what kind of drinking I'm doing.
Am I doing like a heavy binge drink? Like,
am I doing all
out and getting hammered?
Am I doing all straight at the bar?
Sure.
Because if I'm doing all straight at the bar, the hangover's pretty bad. Because I don't usually
hopping.
I'm just saying I don't usually specify what type of liquor I want out there, right? So they're giving me, and they don't have Sprite Zero, so they're giving me a bunch of Sprite with sugar. So like, I'm mixing like well whiskeys with Sprite, and that ends up hurting. But like, my ideal night. Here's my ideal night. My ideal night is I'll start the night with a Tito's and Sprite Zero.
Okay.
I'll drink 4, 5, 6, 7 of those. We go to a bar about midnight or so. And at that point, I just drink some White Claws to wind down. That's my perfect night.
Wind down with the Claws.
Yeah, I wind down with the Claws.
So you do the opposite of what they say you should. No, that is what they say.
Yeah, liquor before beer was like the saying.
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
I don't do beer. I do liquor before claws.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I couldn't remember which one came first.
And then I'll catch my Uber home. Hopefully I've timed it up perfectly where I have half of like a pub sub or something in the fridge waiting on me. Or like I'll fix a couple sandwiches. And my routine is I'll lay down on the couch and I'll put on Scream or Scream 2 or Scream 5 and go to sleep.
You're definitely into the night watching TV. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
One of the Scream movies is what I go to.
What if shots are introduced midway through the night? Let's get some shots.
Honestly, I usually turn them down.
Really?
Usually. Yeah. Bad story with that. We had some friends. This girl was in from out of town. She was new to the group, but she was like a friend of a friend. And she was like, "Here you go, everybody. Here's some tequila shots." And everyone just kind of looked at her like, "No."
That's so mean. Disrespectful.
She's just trying to do something nice.
That is disrespectful.
She did. But everyone was like, she was young. We're old. And we just kind of looked at her like, "Nah, we're good."
That's so
mean. She brought six.
You know how much money she spent on that? That's probably $80.
I think she also ended up taking all six of them so that she didn't spend it. And at the end of the night.
Well, I don't blame her.
Saw me out and saw this girl throwing up all over the place, that was her. Because everyone else left. I got stuck with her. She threw up at Hannah. She threw up at Hannah's lot. She threw up outside Merchants of Beer. She threw up in her friend's car. She threw up everywhere. She threw up so much that day because I think.
Because of
you.
Failure.
Because of you and the others who wouldn't take the shots of tequila friends do.
Do you not? Well,
I would
friends.
Be so mad.
We weren't friends. We had just met
that
night.
That's so mean.
Shout out to her if she's listening. I don't think she is. But is there not some etiquette here?
Yeah, the etiquette is to take the shot.
Do
if
not
somebody
ask,
buys you a shot, you take the
do
shot.
Not ask,
you don't be a baby and say, no, I can't handle that.
I can handle it. I just didn't want to handle it. Is the etiquette not asking? Is there not some responsibility of being like, because whenever I go, here's my move. I don't really buy people shots because I think it's a waste of money and like no one's going to really like, oh, big guy over here, big shot. You know, I don't need my tab to be $50 or $60 higher. But when I go to the bar, I usually say, hey, anybody need a drink? And then they say, yeah, I'll buy anybody a drink. You know, like at my table, if somebody in the back was like, yeah, me, I was like, I ain't got you, but at my table, so I was like, yeah, grab me something. I'll bring them something. Shots, I feel like, should be similar. Hey,
no.
I'm getting ready to go order a round of shots. Who wants one? Is it that hard to ask? Some shots. Who wants them? Is that not fair?
No.
Whenever I'm at the bar, whenever I'm like out somewhere with friends, they do that. They'll be like, hey, let's get a round of shots. Who wants one? Either you say yes or no. I usually say no.
Part of the satisfaction in buying a round of shots is the surprise.
Lots of people do that.
It's like, hey, I got shots. And everybody's like, oh, you got shots.
Yeah.
That's part of the.
But I think you can accomplish that same thing just by asking. Like, hey, I'm getting shots. And then you get surprised. Like, yeah, let's do some shots. And it takes, an extra 2 minutes. But
part of it is making the people take the shots and they don't want to.
Well,
like, because,
yeah.
Because, like,
she picked the wrong one, buddy. She picked the wrong one because we all looked at her and said, nope, we're good.
A lot of the times if you
tequila
ask.
Tequila, too. Shooters and tequila shots are different. Do we agree on that?
Yes, lemon drops.
Yes.
Lemon drops or washing apples. I'll always do those.
I will give you the thing that, if you're going to do it, especially if you don't know the group, you usually try to get something where you're like, okay, everybody will drink this.
Maybe that's my bigger point. Shooters and shots are different to me, by the way. But yes, any of the tasty shooters, I'll do.
I can get you a lemon pepper. Though.
Lemon drops, the washing apples, all of those.
Yeah.
Even Fireball, I'll begrudgingly take sometime.
Yeah.
But like tequila. I don't like tequila. I don't like tequila in mixed drinks. I don't like margaritas. I can drink margaritas, but I don't like doing it. I think tequila has a whole different set of rules. You got to ask people, hey, I'm getting tequila, so that's who wants.
That's usually not my go-to if I was getting, I usually do get like a shooter the surprise.
You guys
well,
are
my
wrong
guess
here.
Is that you view yourself as more of a response, more of a like, you drink with these people who go to the bar and they're like, we're leaving at 11:30.
No,
we're going to have a couple of cocktails.
No, you're completely wrong.
You're saying all the people you drink with are wild ones?
Yeah.
Really?
Not everyone, but like of like the six or seven people I usually go with, four of us usually tie one on, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're wrong about that. I just don't like peer pressure. I've never liked peer pressure because in my mind, I have a method. I have a method, Cody. I can't get off my schedule, or else it ends up bad for me.
It ends up bad for me.
It's part of the excitement.
It's not my. No,
me and Cody are the same drinking.
I'm not drinking.
You don't know where the night's gonna go.
I'm not drinking.
Oops, I blacked out again.
I'm not drinking for excitement. I'm drinking to get to lose my social anxiety, to be able to go out around people and maybe make some new friends. I'm not drinking to be like, oh, let's see if we can end up on the Hangover Part 4. I don't need that in my life anymore. I have a system.
I don't either.
I have a system. I drink. I told you, liquor, and then eventually I'll make the switch around 1 a.m. to just the White Claws, and then I'm good in the night. And then I'm always responsible. I'm always perfect. I don't have too bad of a hangover. I don't throw up. I don't even have to get in the shower anymore to take, you know, to get back into it. I'm good. I figured out. I have cracked the code. When you try to disrupt my system, I just refuse because I'm an adult. I don't give in to peer pressure. I don't need you to think, oh, it's a wild guy. People always offer me beers, and I'm just like, don't want them. Don't like beer. Take it back. That's sad too, when people come up with your beer and it's like, I'm good. Like, yeah. I just take it. I bought it for him. Like, no, I don't want it. I'm not drinking it.
I think it's, I don't understand how you do that. Like, I don't understand how, because
same way I don't like let people, well, same way I don't like tea, I guess.
But you say you get six deep or seven deep on Tito's and Sprite. Like, at that point, if I'm six or seven deep on Tito's, I'll do most anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
not me.
Because my inhibitions go, so people are like, hey, you want to do whatever? I'm like, yeah, sure. Like,
I feel like I'd have social anxiety of turning stuff down, too.
Not me.
You can still
The only thing
be...
you need to worry about me is, like, keep my phone in my pocket. That's the only thing you need to worry about me. Keep my phone in my pocket.
Keep you out of the DMs.
Yeah, keep me off Twitter. Keep me just let me do my thing. I don't need to be firing off any texts, nothing like that. Just keep me focused keep my phone in my pocket. And otherwise, my inhibitions are usually pretty good.
See, I think that's maybe where we differ. I'll go out and start stealing street signs. Yep. Like, I'm one of those. Like, I mean...
Last time I was playing a drinking game at a house, and one of those stupid, like, finish your drink games. And I was like, everyone's kind of have a gentleman agreement, like, you don't have to finish your drink, right? It's just, if it's full, I just pulled like a full liquor drink. I was like, I'll drink it. I'm drinking. Like, huh? Yeah. Like, no, finish your drink. I end up chugging it, and then like 30 minutes later.
It's part of the game.
30 minutes, yeah. Well, that's what they kept saying.
If you're going to play the game, you got to.
From now when I play that game, I'm only going to make sure my drink only has like one shot in it at all times. How about that? Yeah. I'm going to keep my drink at the very bottom. I'm going to cheat the system. I'm going to constantly get up every round and get a new drink. Because 30 minutes later, we almost had a fist fight.
Yeah.
It spilled over into
that
almost,
happens.
Yeah.
The booze will cause those situations.
That's the last time I got off my schedule, and I don't plan on getting off my schedule anymore.
Yeah, I understand that. Like, I did get peer pressure that
time. I did get peer pressure that time. So I'm not fully immune to it, but they just kept saying, it's the rules. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. I gave them the warning. I was like, whatever happens after this, I'm not responsible for it. Then, like, 30 minutes later, there was almost a fist fight. It's with a dear friend, too.
Yeah, I've been there, too.
Yeah.
It's like... That happens, but it's like drinking has to be an event to me. I do kind of envy the people that are like, because I hear them talk in my car, you know, and they say like they're going out and it's like a guy with his girlfriend and they're both, you can tell they're just simple people. And the girl's like, should we leave like at 11, you think? He's like, let's stay till 11:30.
That's a part of becoming an adult, Cody. Well, we're just not there yet.
Certainly not ready for it. Yeah. Before we go to break, can I tell you one last thing? Can I tell you, while we're on the topic, my hangover remedy? I want you to try it next time you're hungover.
Mine's simply just lay in the shower for 30 minutes.
I have found this cocktail I've created to be like.
So you just drink more?
Well, sort of. But,
so, hurry up.
Do you know liquid IVs?
Tell the story. Yes.
You take two liquid IVs and you pour them into water. You take like a liter of water.
Sure.
Two liquid IVs, an emergency, and two goodies headache powders. And you just stir that all up. And then you drink that. And then you get like an energy drink, like a Bang Energy or something.
See, I don't like
that.
Energy drinks.
And you follow it right up with like Grey Goose and a Bang, or Grey Goose and Red Bull or something like that. And you down that immediately after your hangover remedy drink. And it works like a charm, I'm telling you. You feel like $1 million. Because you're getting
all that. Who the
hell
has time to be a chemist and mix all these things together?
You don't need that much stuff.
Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. I believe we're supposed to have a guest here in a second. We'll just give him a couple more minutes to see if he gets here. Logan Quinton with the station. He's supposed to be bringing Cody some cookies. And sitting down and talking with us for a bit. But he's not here. I was planning on him being here. Yeah.
So what do we do with no cookie segment?
I don't know. I was really looking forward to those cookies.
They're pretty good.
I haven't had any yet, I don't think, actually.
Should we just do the cookie segment without him?
Well, I want the cookies,
though. And then wait on him to get here with the cookies?
Maybe he's not coming with the cookies. Wait, today's Thursday, right? Yeah, okay, yeah. I was going to say he said Thursday. I was getting a little nervous. Today's Thursday, though.
Did he say, like, this Thursday?
Yeah, this Thursday. Well, I guess we'll move into the second biggest story of the day, which was the biggest story of the day until Deshaun Watson happened.
Was it the jerseys?
No. Well, to me, it's not the jerseys. To me, it's nothing going on with Tennessee football. But it is college football related, as the Big Ten gets $1 billion a year. Just completely blows all other conferences out of the water when it comes to both TV revenue and exposure. What they've done is pretty remarkable, as they've officially got it signed, got it ready. I believe the number is $1.2 billion a year, as they are set to be broadcasted 3 games, 3 different time slots on national TV. What are we doing, Logan? Do you not respect our time here?
1:31. Our friend has arrived.
Our cookies are here. Our cookies are here.
He got here.
He got here.
On time.
What? 1:31 is not on. 1:32 is not on time.
That's pretty much on time.
1:32 is not on time during.
They're hot. They're hot. Hot, 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 hot.
The crumble cookies are here.
Holy sex. Oh, my God. Look at this.
Show the camera.
We even got a cookie.
Make sure the camera's on there.
Where's the camera?
I got dibs on the bottom right.
Cam, look at this. I got bottom left.
At least a piece on the bottom right.
The bottom right, that's the one you want?
Just pieces of it.
Is the top middle? Is
I'm
that,
pretty basic.
Is
it looks
that
like
black pepper?
It looks like poppy seed.
It looks like gravy and biscuits is what it looks like
poppy
to me.
Poppy seed. What about the top right? Look
top
at that
top right,
thing.
Caramel popcorn.
Oh, jeez. Thing looks incredible.
Logan, good to see you. Thank you for the Crumble Cookies. Tell us about your friends at Crumble Cookies. They're sponsoring your local sports podcast that you have launched that's ready to go for this upcoming football season. I imagine you're going to get into local basketball as well, or just football?
Yeah, sports.
All sports.
Yeah, but like you said, football season is here. Week one for high school. Crumble has partnered up with us to bring you the new podcast, Varsity Spotlight, presented by Fan Run. And yeah, the cookies are amazing. I don't know if you guys have been.
I haven't tried any yet.
Oh, they're phenomenal. I mean,
I've heard good things.
We've got the cookie cutter right here.
So is that meant for basically that one cookie can be split basically 4 ways if you want that way.
Oh, so that's what we need to
do. Yeah, yeah. Instead of you calling dibs and eating all the good ones, just.
Yeah, because I want a piece of all of these.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I've heard really good things about them. Cody, you eat one first, and
I have had them. I've been through when I first got here last week. I actually tried these. My friends love them, so I had they had like a strawberry cheesecake one or something.
Yep.
Oh God, this looks so good. Oh.
Don't lick the cookie cutter. Don't lick the cookie cutter. You got to cut the rest of the cookies.
I'm not. I'm trying to.
Don't put your lips on the cookie cutter. Just set the cookie cutter down. So you said the name of the podcast is Local Spotlight?
Fan Run Varsity Spotlight.
Fan Run Varsity Spotlight. Got you. Yep. And is that just on our regular podcast feed? Do they need to go subscribe to that?
So a little bit of both. It's on our regular podcast feed, the Apple and SoundCloud, you know, the usual. But it's also on Spotify now.
Okay.
So
yeah, we need to get our full lineup on Spotify.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened or how that can happen, but
I feel like it's pretty easy. I feel like it's pretty simple. It feels like something we need to do. I had some people asking about Spotify.
So, but Varsity Spotlight is on Spotify. So,
okay, that's all they have to search. They search Fan Run Varsity Spotlight, or
or my name. SoundCloud is pretty. The search engine's pretty easy. You Google Fan Run Varsity Spotlight. It'll pop up. Apple, you have to go directly to the Fox Sports Knoxville feed.
And when do episodes come out?
Weekly. And so,
well, I mean, what day? What day? Floating.
Not a certain day, because with high school football, there's, you know, a little bit harder to get guests on and stuff like that. But the goal is leading up to the weekend. So,
okay.
Episode 2 is out with Gavin Noe. He is a 3-star running back from Anderson County. We released that early in the week. We'll put it out again tomorrow as all the games are going on. I think Heritage and Maryville play tonight. But after that, pretty much in the area, you're looking at everybody else getting going tomorrow night. In Anderson County, they play Powell, the defending 5A state champs. That's going to be the game of the week right there in the area.
My team.
Your team?
Powell's my team.
Powell's your team?
We're already best friends, Cody.
Really? Do you live in Powell?
Absolutely.
Where do you live?
I grew up in Powell.
Really?
Yeah.
Cody's newly to Powell.
I'm from
the
PAL, man.
Oh,
he
okay.
is fully adopting the community.
I love it, man. I've already been to the, what is that sandwich shop? The Southern Kitchen. I've already been there. And I've been, obviously, Crumble Cookies.
So this is your second time back to Powell, right? Because you were with...
I didn't used to live in Powell. Oh, I used to live in West Knoxville, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's new to the area. Powell a lot. But yeah. I had time out in Powell before, because you remember I used to write for the newspaper?
I
used to go to Powell quite a bit for games and
just
things like that.
Set the cookies down over
Those
there.
Are so good.
I'll get my pieces here in a second, or if you can get me cut or hand me one. But, cut me the bottom right. Give it to Logan. Let him cut me the bottom right so I can
try one on
here, too.
I tried the three that I wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll give Cam whatever's left, I guess. So is high school football, is this the first week that's coming up? I'm going to be honest. I'm pretty ignorant when it comes to the local high school football scene, so I need to check out your podcast. But is this the first week or second week?
First week. Okay. Last week was the Jamboree. They did it in split form. They had it at Hardin Valley and then the other half at Central. And that's part of why we're doing this, because there's a lot of doors that haven't been open, and we're creating our own lane and busting through those doors and getting to some of these stories and shedding some light on some of these players and coaches.
Are my Cherokees going to be any good? How far does West? How far does that count? Do you go all the way down to McMinn County?
Right?
Does it go all the way down to Athens or no?
You're McMinn, right?
Yeah, McMinn County. Are you going to cover them at all or Knoxville?
Perhaps not. If they make the playoffs again,
well, they play some Knoxville teams. Yeah.
If they make the playoffs again, we'll see what we can do. But right now we've touched on Powell. We had the quarterback Jordan Potts. Gavin Noe. And the most exciting thing is early on the feedback I've got has been tremendous. And it's like the player saying, hey, that's really cool because my dad listens to Fan Run. Or, hey,
nice.
I listen to Fan Run. I'm a huge fan. That's what's exciting about it.
Nice.
So yeah. What, his team didn't even make the playoffs?
No, my team's just not Knoxville. They've been pretty good the last four or 5 years.
McMahon?
County, okay. Not Central. No,
oh, yeah, he's a county boy. Okay.
The Cherokees.
He's a county boy, for sure.
Not Central.
Yeah,
that stink.
Yeah,
the home of Juwan Smith, okay? The home of Juice, all right?
I was just making sure. J.U. Ice. Make the playoffs last year.
They've been decent. They've been solid.
Is Coach Gaddis, he's still at Oak Ridge?
No.
Or did he retire?
That's one of the big stories. He stepped down, retired.
He's a good guy. He was really good to me.
Scott Cummings, former coach at West, and then last year at Halls. He is now the head man at Oak Ridge, so that's going to be a team.
Well,
to
this
watch.
Is a perfect time for me to switch my allegiance then to Powell because you said they just won the state title for one thing, and so
you are known to jump on a bandwagon.
I want to be with a winner, so yeah, Powell's my team now. That's my community, and Coach Gaddis is not at Oak Ridge.
Well,
so
you need to come out next week. Powell welcomes Maryville, 6A powerhouse Maryville.
Big game, huh?
Or tomorrow night, you can make the drive up to Anderson County High School, which is not far at all from Powell. And that, like I said, it's going to be the game of the week. The two teams matched up last year, went for 108 points. The year before was a thriller, 2-point winner in the hands of Powell. So it's a big-time rivalry right now, those two.
Okay.
The Fan Run Varsity Spotlight, you can search for it. Subscribe to the podcast, Spotify, Apple. You can also get it on our Apple feed, just on the Fan Run radio stream. Logan Quinton's going to put one of these out every week for the foreseeable future, I guess, right? You said every sport,
yeah.
So for the
yeah.
foreseeable future. Tell us about your friends over at Crumble Cookies and sell the people on how to pick up some of these delicious treats.
Yeah, you can order in the app. The really cool thing about the app is that you plug in your information, including your birthday, and you get a free cookie right off the bat, and you can pick it up anytime. Ooh. You don't have to wait for your birthday or anything like that. That's their prize to you. Or you can drive by and just scoop them up. I know when they opened, they got really busy, but they've really handled things really well because every time I've been, even if there's a line, it moves like clockwork. I mean, as soon as you place your order, if you go in person and place it, they're putting it in your hands within seconds. They're fresh. And by the way, if you do go and pick up their order in person, you can leave a note when you pay. Tell them Fan Run sent you.
That helps us support the people who support us. Let them know that we're doing our job here and help support the station, help support our local initiative and the Fan Run Varsity Spotlight. Logan, anything else?
Logan, I got a question for Logan.
Okay, go ahead.
You talked to Coach Mobbs over at Knox Catholic?
Not yet. Not yet.
He was actually my freshman year defensive back coach down in Georgia.
We'll get it. So he's still there, right?
Yeah. He just came up. I think last year.
We'll get him.
Help set it up, Cam.
Yeah, it's
I'll
early
reach
on.
Out to him, yeah.
It's early on, but we've reached out to. There's a whole lot to cover. There really is. But yeah, we'll be happy to have Catholic's gonna. You said Catholic?
Yeah, he's over.
Yeah, they're gonna have a great team. I mean, they're in the toughest you know, division in the state. So they're going to have a great team. They're going to be fun to watch.
You know, that Crumble Cookie is a pretty big operation, too. When you go in there, you wouldn't think it's as big of a deal as it is, but they got, like, people all in the back.
Talking to Grant, the owner there, he hired 90 employees within, like, the first 2 weeks.
There's a lot of people in there.
Yeah. Got to sell a lot of cookies,
when
my friend.
When you go in there, I mean, they're like, it's
a machine.
It's like a factory, yeah.
You can follow Logan on Twitter. He does a lot of work here at the station, LDQ Sports. And like I said, go subscribe if you're on Spotify to the Fan Run Varsity Spotlights. Apple, you can do that as well, or just check out the Fan Run Radio podcast stream. Logan, appreciate the cookies. Appreciate your time. Cam, send us to break. We'll get back into that Big Ten contract talk afterwards. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Logan Quinton just joined us on the equivalent of the big Orange Phillies phone lines.
It's kind of like a phone line.
It says when we have special guests, he was a special guest. So that was via the big Orange Phillies phone line. A great spot for a quick lunch or burgers and beers with friends after work. It's almost the weekend. Thursday is basically the kickoff of the weekend. You've earned a burger. You've earned a beer. Some pool, darts, karaoke, and live music on the weekends. You can also get your food delivered via Grubhub. Check out the full menu at BigOrangePhillies.com. This Sunday, Princeton Font, Jabari Davis, and Latrell Bumpus will be doing a football season kickoff meet and greet from 1 o'clock to 3:30. Free autograph posters, food and drink specials at Big Orange Phillies, 6625 Maynardville Pike. This Sunday from 1 until 3:30. We're talking about the Big Ten. The Big Ten kind of just flopped it out on the SEC as they get just a gigantic deal. I mean, they're essentially getting the SEC's looks pretty bad when you look at it, you know, current market.
Yeah.
They're basically, the SEC is basically getting $300 million a year. Meanwhile, like, the Big Ten is basically getting $300 million a year plus from three different networks. They're getting $350 million, I think, from like CBS.
Mm-hmm.
They're also getting NBC money, and then, of course, their big Fox deal. So, like, they're getting three of the, you know, obviously the cable channels to pay basically what ESPN is paying the SEC for all of theirs.
Yeah,
just kind of left them in the dust. $1.2 billion per year.
Jeez.
That's about what Paul McCartney's worth. $1.2 billion.
Okay. They're getting that every year.
They're getting one Paul McCartney per year.
CBS and NBC are both paying $350 million, and Fox, I guess, brings in and makes up the difference at around $320,000. NBC will only have the primetime window.
Mm-hmm.
NBC will have the night games at all times. I believe CBS gets the 3:30 games at all times, and Fox will keep their big noon kickoffs as well as, you know, some Friday primetime games on Fox Sports 1.
So I guess things are changing this year, huh, in terms of TV
Two years from now. This goes into effect in 2024.
Well, so is that the same time that the SEC 3:30 games no longer?
Correct. Yeah.
So we still get that this year?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. For this year and then next year, too?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll miss that game. I like that 3:30 window. I mean, we never win that game, but it's cool to be able to play in that window.
Yeah, I don't know if ESPN has made it clear what they're going to do with their presentation of the SEC. I don't know if they're going to keep the 3:30 time slot as their mainstay on ABC. I would imagine they do that while also mixing in maybe the second-best game always at the 7:45 slot on ESPN, yeah. 7 o'clock on ESPN2 for maybe the third or fourth best game, as well as the noon. They might try to go noon as well. I mean, they always have noon games, but they might try to put good matchups on at noon.
Well, the biggest priority, the biggest thing they're going to have to be thinking about is what kind of song they're going to have for the intro music to match for their primetime game, you know, is what kind of theme to put together.
You're talking about ESPN because, CBS is keeping their music. They said they're keeping their music. They're keeping their production team, and they're keeping their presentation with Brad Nessler and Danielson.
Yeah, that's a good combo.
They got the best in the business, and they're not changing anything.
Gary's getting pretty old, though. I mean, Gary.
Yeah, you know, no, I wonder how long he can last in terms of watching like Northwestern versus Purdue. And
yeah, he'll drop out at some point,
especially because like the Big Ten 3:30 game will be probably their weakest game of their national window because they're probably not going to try to put juggernauts up against the SEC.
Mm-hmm. You think? Well, that's an interesting question. You think they'll kind of basically like
Fox still gets the first
the big noon?
Well, the way it's worked out, from what my understanding, is that Fox gets first pick on week, aka they get to pick 1 week to have the noon game. They get to reserve, like, hey, we get to the first. Let me rephrase this: we get to basically ensure that the biggest matchup of 1 week is going to be on our channel.
It will be the premier big noon game.
And it will be the Ohio State Michigan.
And they get to decide that every week, you're
saying? Every year. No. Just they get to reserve 1 week out of the year. They're like, hey, we get first dibs. And everyone thinks it'll be the Michigan Ohio State week. They're like, Michigan Ohio State will be on Fox at noon for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Every week besides that, they have a system where they're going to basically let each network like draft. So some weeks it'll be 3:30 will be the best. Some weeks it'll be the NBC primetime will be the best. Some weeks it'll be Fox.
And they're going to let Fox and CBS go back and forth.
And NBC.
So they'll kind of rotate on who gets to
pick. Yeah. I don't know exactly how they're setting up who gets to pick, but they said they'll be drafting basically each week. They'll have a different method each
week. So you might find out like week five that Purdue is actually really good. And so NBC wants, hey, let's get Purdue in this Notre Dame game because that's a
– Or, like, well, NBC will also have Notre Dame. So NBC is also like talking about how they'll be able to like sometimes put Notre Dame at 3:30 and steal from like, you know, the other team's windows and then lead that into like a big primetime matchup on NBC. So they'll have doubleheader basically. And then, you know, a triple header if you consider Saturday Night Live. They said like we'll have three major brands between the Notre Dame's brand and the Big Ten Game of the Week brand. And then, hey, we'll throw in Saturday Night Live after that. So we'll have basically, 12 hours of elite content or elite brands, if you will.
Yeah. I would guess SNL's ratings are probably the best in football season.
Yeah.
When they get those lead-ins like that.
For sure.
So, and Notre Dame. So they still got that deal, that Notre Dame NBC deal still.
I think it's six Notre Dame games are still going to be on NBC, okay. I believe.
So is the SEC going to be.
I need to check on the Notre Dame thing and exactly like how many they have there. There might be 6 weeks where like the Notre Dame gets the say or whatever.
Moving forward, the SEC is going to be completely relegated to ESPN ABC?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Entirely.
Correct. Or their ESPN Plus, obviously, like the streaming services, which that was a part of NBC's like primetime package, is that they're also going to get games that they could put on Peacock.
I don't want that. That's the part I am not looking forward to, is having to buy cable or YouTube TV or whatever, and then also having to have the streaming services for like, you're going to end up having to spend more money because they're going to start working all that stuff out. Like, this game's only on Prime.
Well, that's the beauty of what the Big Ten did, was that their three main games are going to be on cable TV that are free.
Which is really all you care about. Like, who's going to want to watch the fourth best Big Ten game of the week?
Right. But, I mean, you'll have that option, obviously, with Peacock. And they're going to use Peacock, to have both Notre Dame games and, select Big Ten games. But yeah, the SEC is going to be in a bad situation where they're pretty much only going to be able to have one cable TV game on or network. Was it broadcast cable like with ABC? Yeah, broadcast, and then otherwise we're going to have to rely on ESPN, which most people have that by this point. But still,
why will they not have multiple ABC games?
I guess they technically could, but I just don't think that they would.
You don't think they'll have a 3:30 ABC game?
I do, but I think that's the only. I guess they could still have like ESPN or an ABC like primetime game, but I would imagine from what I've understood, they're going to have one big ABC game a week and then like everything else on ESPN. But I guess technically they could still do a doubleheader of like, kind of like CBS does where you have multiple games on broadcast. Maybe
they're going to need more slots now with the conference expanding. Like Oklahoma and Texas are two pretty premier TV teams.
Sure.
So you're going to have more games you need to show.
But 2 years from now, we're going to have a lot. Like, it's basically only going to be the SEC on ESPN. Like, unless they get back in bed with the Pac-12 or the Big 12, which they haven't done yet, like, ESPN is not going to show any Big 10 games. And think about how many games you see, you know, on
that are
Big 10 games on either ABC or ESPN.
Well, and so, the ACC games. They have the ACC games, too.
They do have the ACC games. So it's going to be basically the SEC or ACC.
Mm-hmm. That'll open up some slots, I guess.
If you do want some good news, you said you didn't want like the streaming service to be a bigger deal. Multiple sources did say that Amazon was willing to pay more than CBS and NBC.
I just want somebody to.
And
make
they turned
it
down
easy.
The money. Well, they turned down the money from Amazon. They said we'll take less money to be on broadcast
that's
TV.
Probably, yeah, that's good. I'm glad they did that. I would like for it to just be easy. Like, and I don't mind whatever the price is. Just tell me the price I got to pay. If I got to pay you $129 a year or whatever it is, just put. I would like if everything could just be in one place, and you could just access it. Like, this is my college football app, you know. Which I know it's not that simple because you have different companies, different
and they'll never
networks.
Do it, yeah. Those days are dead and gone. Like,
I would love that though.
This basically ensures that in the future, like the college football playoff will be on multiple networks as well instead of just like ESPN.
Everybody gets a piece of the pie.
Yeah, and. You know, the coverage is going to be interesting, too, because, like, ESPN is going to throw all their weight behind the SEC now
because
that's what they have. Like, the ACC will get a little love, but, like, they'll shun the Big Ten teams even more so than they do now.
Well, they've already
whereas, like,
they
Fox,
complain about that already.
Right, whereas Fox is going to be really pumping up the Big Ten. And on their apparently before their NBC late primetime games, they're going to have, like, an hour, like, recap show before, kind of like Football Night in America.
Yeah.
So, like, they're going to be obviously pushing the Big Ten heavy there as well as Notre Dame.
So our football news coverage is now going to be like Fox News and CNN, and that it's going to be very biased.
Correct. And openly slanted. Biased now. Like openly biased. Because like, it's always been cried of a West Coast bias or an East Coast bias or you know an ESPN Big Ten bias back in the day and then an ESPN bias now. And yeah, like it's going to be even now just more out in the open. Last year, 72 college football games attracted at least 3.5 million viewers. 32 for the Big Ten, 31 for the SEC. In league-only games, the Big Ten had 18, the SEC had 17. It's like the SEC, I think, plays better football, but the Big Ten is like a bigger TV brand.
That's so interesting.
That doesn't surprise me that the Midwest is as big as the SEC. I mean, because that... Their teams cover a lot of ground and a lot of pretty big markets.
Well, even
Chicago
now,
Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, now with, you know, obviously L.A. being in there, they have, I believe they said, the top four markets.
L.A.?
Yeah, USC is going to the Big Ten. Did you forget?
When?
You missed that news?
Did you miss that story?
Did we talk about it? Or was this when I wasn't on the show?
It was in the last 2 years, yeah.
I must have missed that.
You missed that USC and UCLA was going to the pack to the.
Oh, okay, that was recent. That was like a month ago. Yeah, I did. I did hear that. I might have forgotten it. That doesn't make sense.
It does when you say that. It does when you say that the Big Ten will now have New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Philadelphia.
I don't like that. That doesn't make sense. That would be like if West Virginia was in the Big 12. It just doesn't make sense geographically.
Yeah.
Don't care for that at all.
Hour two in the books. We kick off hour three with headlines. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.